Greetings, I'm Noel Deer. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Now, I want to begin by acknowledging that there is much debate about whether or not these verses should be in our Bibles, whether they are a part of the inspired Word of God. Now, the deeper you dig on this issue, the more you see it is a complex question. But for our purposes today, everything we read in these verses is consistent with what we know about Jesus from other passages. And everything these verses teach us about our faith is consistent with what the rest of the Bible teaches us about our faith. So I think these verses are worth our consideration. Now, Jesus gives us here a great picture of his wisdom and his heart. Let's read. Verse 1, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he went to the temple again, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and he began to teach. Now, the Mount of Olives, very close to Jerusalem. In fact, it's just across the valley from Jerusalem. It says that he sat down to teach. We think of the position, the posture of authority as standing up. Today, if you want to address a crowd, you would stand up to address a crowd. But in those days, the posture of authority was to be seated. You see this in Matthew 5, verse 1. This is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, that great sermon that Jesus preached to that great crowd. And it says, when he saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And so here he sits down to teach. Verse 3, then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, making her stand in the center. Now, we should be suspicious of these scribes and Pharisees right off the bat because they only brought the woman. It takes two to tango. This seems like a setup. They bring this woman and say, what are we going to do about her? Because she's guilty of adultery when obviously they've ignored the guilt of the man. Verse 4, teacher, they said to him, this woman was caught in the act of committing adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say? And then verse 6, they asked this to trap him in order that they might have evidence to accuse him. Jesus stooped down and started writing on the ground with his finger. There's so much to cover here. First, the leaders did not bring this woman to Jesus to promote justice. That's obvious from the fact that they didn't bring the man. They only brought the woman. It's also obvious from the fact that they brought the woman to Jesus. Jesus was not on the Sanhedrin. They could have done whatever they wanted to do without Jesus. This was not about justice. This was about trapping Jesus. Secondly, is just that. They were seeking to trap Jesus. Now, what's the trap that they've set? Well, if Jesus lets this woman off the hook, then they would accuse him and say that he refused to uphold biblical law. If he says that they should stone her to death, then they would arrest Jesus, take him to the Romans, who did not permit the Jews to order or carry out executions, and they would accuse him that way. But Jesus was wiser than the scribes and the Pharisees. Now, the third thing we see here is that Jesus stooped and wrote something in the dirt. Now, we don't know what he wrote. The Bible doesn't tell us, but we can speculate. Maybe he was writing the names of those in the crowd who also were guilty of adultery. That would have been a shocker. Or maybe he just began to write a list of sins that those in the crowd were guilty of. And they stood there and they saw Jesus write a description of their own sins. Or maybe Jesus just began to write down the Ten Commandments. And as he wrote those down, the men began to see they were convicted with the fact that they too were guilty of breaking the law. We don't know exactly, but it had an effect. Let's read verse 7. When they persisted in questioning him, he stood up and said to them, "The one without sin among you should be the first to throw a stone at her." Now, notice that Jesus didn't minimize the woman's guilt, nor did he deny the importance of the law. Who was the only person there who was qualified to stone her? Well, it was Jesus, because he was the only one without sin. Now, we have to be careful here that we don't allow this verse to create some policy against ever evaluating someone's sin. Jesus says this to a group of self-righteous, evil men who were full of judgment and ready to destroy a young woman for their own evil deeds. That's who he was addressing, and you have to figure that in. There are other places in Scripture that give us guidelines for how we should inspect the fruit of leaders and to exercise church discipline, and we go to those passages for those guidelines. Verse 8, then he stooped down again, and he continued writing on the ground. Now remember, he just said, "Let the one without sin cast the first stone," and then he writes again. And that was the convincer. Whatever he wrote, it seemed to have the desired effect. Listen to verse 9. When they heard this, they left one by one, starting with the older men. Only he, Jesus, was left with the woman in the center. Now, why do you think the older men left first? Well, likely it's because as we grow older, we are more and more aware of our own sins and shortcomings. Now, what's happened here? Well, the men who sought to bring condemnation on this woman, those very men, they now walk away and they're condemned by their own conscience as they recognize their own sins. Verse 10, when Jesus stood up, he said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, Lord," she answered. "Neither do I condemn you," said Jesus. "Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." Now, Jesus doesn't condemn. Jesus didn't come to condemn. Jesus came to save. But Jesus also does not ignore her sin. Jesus demanded her life transformation. Now, there are many lessons we can learn from this passage. I want to focus on just one, and maybe one that you're not thinking of. If you feel condemnation for your sin, that condemnation is not from the Lord. That condemnation is from yourself and is from the enemy. Jesus won't stone you, so don't stone yourself. Know that Jesus is ready to forgive and he's ready to transform your life. What an incredible event in the life of Christ. Let me give you, before we close, a quick praise prompt. Praise the Lord today for his glory. Glory means the weight of his greatness. And let me give you two quick verses. Isaiah 6:3, and one called to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies." The Lord of armies. His glory fills the whole earth. And then Habakkuk 2:14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's glory as the water covers over the sea. Lord, we praise you for your great glory. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.